Hello everyone, this is John Martin. I'm an international, visionary, intuitive healer. And today you are about to experience something very special. You're going first to listen to Believe and Act Anthem, followed by Ave Maria, two songs that I heard in 2010 with angels and archangels flying around me. I created those songs and now I use them in order to heal people with them. Then you will listen to Angelic Guided Meditation number 1. During 40 minutes, you'll be able to experience, to visualize, to feel something quite interesting. Our perceptions change as soon as we get connected to our soul. And that's one of the most important things. This is something you really want to experience. I always tell people that they should leave their eyes open. And someone asked me why. Well, as soon as you leave your eyes open, you perceive reality differently as you meditate, as you visualize, as you travel through time and space. You certainly take into account that you're not just dreaming. It's really true. And that allows people to stay in their daily life, knowing that's the continuing of their daily life and not something that's beside of it, saying, oh, okay, I take like 1 hour just to meditate and then I get back to my own life. And that makes quite a change. I hope you enjoy the show. Talk to you soon. Take care, everyone. Take care. Okay. Good morning, everyone. This is John Martin. I'm a visionary intuitive healer. We are right now in Saskatoon, Canada, at Soulworks. Lovely place. You might be listening to this on radio. Whenever it comes, it's the same thing. There is no time, there is no space. Wherever we are, it's the same thing. This is going to be a guided meditation of 40 minutes. Feel free to like it, to experience it. You may leave your eyes open, and we will be guided through messages coming from the divine and up there. Okay, the first thing is, I would like you to visualize 1 inch below your belly button. Visualize water, pure crystal water. It's very calm, it's very clear, and it's very peaceful. On top of that water, below your belly button, visualize a crystal ball. This is your crystal ball. That crystal ball has a color. Which color is it now? Yes. Visualize this color. Let it come towards you. Yes. Feel that color. Be inside of this crystal ball. There, you're safe. You feel everything around you. And you just feel so peaceful and so quiet. All your thoughts, all your emotions, all the things that you may feel on your body are just like, wow. Getting so light. You're breathing and you're experiencing this. You feel the air getting in and getting out. Take your time for each inspire and each expire. You don't want to fall asleep. You want to still be awake. So, now, I'm already going to program you so you will be still being awake during all this session. If you feel that you're falling asleep, just open your eyes, look straight towards something, a point, whatever object can be just in front of you, and just focus on it. It's only a question of being aware. The more we are aware in this life, the more we perceive the world. Meditating helps us to reach other level of consciousness. But the first thing we need is to anchor ourselves in this world. So all those knowledges will be able to come towards us. And would be able to be useful, and would be also able to remember it. Right now, that crystal ball is shining. It's shining with the color that came towards you. But that color may change. There is one thing you have to know. It's very important that you focus on that crystal ball. Otherwise, your head may spin or you may feel heat on your face. So, if you feel heat on your face, just open your eyes, focus on that crystal ball, and everything would go just smooth. For each person, it's different. For each person, some people go very fast, some people go slower. There is no, it's not a question of time. It's only a question of feeling. Okay, so now that you are grounded, which is the most important point, now visualize white energy getting from up of your head, going through you and shining all through you. You visualize that energy that comes and goes through you. Yes. Yes. You feel peace, you feel rest. You may feel chills. Let it be. All your pains in your shoulders, all your pains in your back, just get released. Your solar plexus gets open. Your throat opens. Yes. Yes. Feel it that way. Now, you're going to visualize that that energy is creating an aura around you. A white aura, like an egg, protecting you. You feel protected from that with that shield. You may visualize it. It's light. It might be white energy. It's glowing, and it all surrounds you. It protects you, all around your aura and inside of your aura. Yes, that white energy is inside of you and around you. Visualize also, and this is very important, that that energy grabs your feet also. In fact, it goes inside of the earth. That's very important. So this always stays with you. And when you walk in the street, that means that you're already cleaning the earth at the same time. And you impeach other things, other dust, to come inside of you, through your feet. Many people protect themselves, but they forget to protect their feet. So this is important. Okay. Now that you are protected, that you are centered, that you have that energy that comes into you, you're going to open your heart. But only now. You feel that heart that opens. It's like doors. Those two doors, they open. And they get wide open. Visualize. Take your time. For some, the doors just open or they pop up. For some others, it's like big, huge doors. And they are very heavy. But they slightly move and they open themselves. They might be wooden doors. They might be iron doors. They might be golden doors. They might be kind of cloud doors. Visualize your door. Have a precise vision of your door. It's yours. It's the door of your heart. It might be jewelries on it. It might be words. It might be a message on it. You might read love. Look at the font. It's written in a special font. That special font corresponds to your own vibration of today. Which color is it written on? Visualize it. Accept that message. Now, whatever emotion comes, let it be. Sometimes there are emotions that need to get released at that point. So visualize that those emotions get released from your heart. Visualize them they go out of your heart. And as soon as they get out of your heart, whatever they are, they just get white. And they get so light and so light. And they get transformed into white divine energy and gets back to the universe to be used again by another one. You just heal yourself, and at the same time, you created energy, divine energy that can be used for others. Thank you for this. Thank you for sharing this. As soon as you feel that emotion getting out of you, you feel released. You feel released because you needed it. Because you needed this. At that precious time, you feel joy, you feel peace, you feel rest. You needed it. You were expecting it. That's why you were listening to it. Yes. Now, focus again on your crystal ball. We'll be doing this again and again. That's the most important thing. Most people, they think a lot. But their attention is in their mind. And they forget to be in their soul. That crystal ball has a message for you. That crystal ball is your soul. Now, if this crystal ball wanted to become an animal, visualize what kind of animal it would be. Visualize that animal being so happy. Can be a bird. Look at precise details. Which color is it? How does he sing? Where does he live? In which country? What does he look like? How does he fly? How is his nest? Does he have a family? Is he a male, female? Visualize it. Can be a bird, but as well it might be a fish. What kind of fish it would be? Yes. Might be a horse. Whatever. You might be seeing it changing from one animal to another one. Visualize it. Feel it. Now. Whatever animal comes, visualize that crystal ball is getting into him and that you are in it. Visualize yourself as being in that crystal ball and travel and go and be in the heart of that animal. Feel the beats of the heart of that animal. Feel its power. Feel its vibration. Feel the flow of this blood. Feel its strength. At the same time, in your own body, you feel that your heart, your own heart, is beating at the same rate of that animal. Yes. You're alive. And that feels good. Now, visualize that this animal is going for a journey. It's bright. It's sunny. It's a very nice day. And this animal is going for a trip somewhere. He might be heading for a river. He might be heading towards ocean. He might be climbing a mountain. Whatever comes to you. Yes. Feel him. Feel his moves. Feel the air getting on his body. Feel the smells all around him. He might be passing by flower. He might be passing by fields of flowers. Trees might be blooming. Yes. Feel it. Now, ask him what is his best wish. What is this animal's best wish? Is it to be free from something? Is it to get rid of something? What does he wish? Ask him. Have a precise vision of his wish. And now visualize that you give him this wish, that you have the ability of creating all around him what he wishes. Did this animal make a wish to find a mate? Did this animal make the wish to meet friends? Did this animal make the wish to have an activity, a social activity? Was it a trip? Was it he needed new feathers? Whatever it could be, let it come. Visualize how happy he becomes. Visualize what he feels getting it. Experience what he feels. Feel the changes in the rhythm of his heart, in the rhythm of his breathing, of the shining of his aura. Look at his raw aura. Feel his aura. His aura is getting lighter. It's getting wider. It's getting stronger. Feel it. Experience it. How is it? Feels good, huh? Now, you want to memorize this. You want to memorize in your cells what you are right now experiencing, that feeling that that animal experiences. You want to keep this inside of you. So, I'm going to count up to three. At three, I'm going to snap in my fingers, and that feeling, all that emotion, all those senses will be just encoded in your crystal ball. I'm going to count up to three and snap in my fingers. One, two, three. At that precious time, that code is going to duplicate to all of the cells of that crystal ball. And I'm going to count up to 100. From 1 to 100, you're going to feel it in your own body, the same vibration, because we're going to encode your DNA. Thanks to that message encoded in your crystal ball. You're going to feel the same thing in your own body. I'm going to count up to 100. And at 100, I'm going to snap in my fingers. And that feeling, you will just be having it in all your body, in your own body, and be keeping it. Let's start. 5, 10, 15%, 17%. All your cells are duplicating this emotion, this feeling, those vibrations. 22, 27, 31, 33, 34, 38. Feel it increases your aura. Feel the power. Feel it. 39, 40, 42%, 45, 47, 49, 52, 59, 61, 64. Yes. 67, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 80, 82, 84, 86, 88, 90. Feel your breath changing. Feel your rhythm of your heart the same way. 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. Visualize that all around yourself is that aura, the same aura as that animal. You're linked with this animal. You feel it, and it feels good. When he breathes, you breathe. When he runs, you feel like running. You experience the same thing in your body than he experiences in his dream. And that feels good. No matter what he wished, you feel the same way. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, that animal is your mirror. Whatever he wishes, that's what you, in your inner soul, you wished so deeply in your heart. It always works that way. Take care of that animal. It is yours. Yes. Whatever emotions come towards you now, feel it come. Some people might feel or might have tears that come because they feel so much joy, because they get connected to it. Some of you may already knew their related animal. For some of you, it might be the first time. Cherish this animal. this is yours. You might want to keep a memory of that animal. It might be a drawing that you want to draw. It might be some kind of object that represents that animal that you may want to find or to buy. You might want to take a picture or get a picture on Google of that animal, and that's for free, and keep it on your telephone. Some people print it and keep that picture of that animal in their wallet for like 1 month in order to get linked with this animal. Whatever it be, whatever you feel like, do it. Okay, now you're going to focus again on that crystal ball. Believe me, that's the key point. Yes, that crystal ball has changed color. Which color is it? Visualize it. Stay focused in that crystal ball. See, now it's different. It has already new encoded message in it. You're going to visualize like a shelf. On that shelf, you visualize like an item. It could be your animal. Visualize that animal. It's one object on that shelf. That means that any time you want to get connected to this animal, you get back to your crystal ball, you click on your shelf, you open your shelf, and you visualize what's on in your shelf. And you will be able to visualize that there is this animal. And as soon as you will touch it or feel it, you will get connected to this animal. And it will be as easy as this. Okay? And as soon as you want to get back to your life or other thing, just get back to your inner crystal ball. And that will be it. You will be already back in your body. You travel through your crystal ball. A new shelf will gather many, many, many different objects, as many as you wish, and each object will be just encoded the way we have done it. Today, I just have shown you how to create one, but you will be able to do the same thing alone. You might want to listen to this meditation again and again in order to feel it, to experience it, but you may be also able to do it on your own, to create your own messages, to program yourself, to program yourselves, whatever you feel like. Yes. Now, as you are focusing on your crystal ball, you're going also to receive a healing, a distance healing through the radio, through internet, wherever you are, whenever you listen to this. You might feel chills, you might have visions, you might get your pains get released. I know it's weird, but it works. Stay focused on that crystal ball. Now, feel that energy that gets downloaded through your cells. It's like divine energy. If you feel like you're falling asleep, open your eyes and focus on something in front of you. The temperature may drop. by several degrees. It's because you are getting to another level of vibration. Yes. 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 It might be your shoulders that needed to be healed. You might before felt that your body was heavy, so it gets lighter and lighter. Might be your knees. Whatever was hurting you, just get released. See that flow of energy getting towards it? Yes. And now, wherever you feel that you need to be healed, visualize that place. Okay. And now, visualize like dust getting away from it. And as soon as it releases your body, it gets transformed into white energy. As soon as it gets out of your body. And that white energy goes back to the divine up there. No matter how you call it, no matter in what you believe, it works the same way. You feel your body much lighter and lighter at that spot. You might feel it cooler. You might feel chills. For some others, you might feel more heat because there is that pain that was released. See, you're able to heal yourself. And then just showed you how to do it. You'll be able to do it on your own, whenever you want, wherever you are. And it doesn't take a long time. The first condition, the first step, is to focus on your crystal ball. The second condition is that you get that energy that comes from the divine. As you are protected from that energy, you open your heart, and then you may work. But never work before those four steps. And as soon as you open your heart, you may wish to work and do something. Some people call themselves players. Some others call themselves light workers. No matter the work, the word that you use, no matter how you define yourself, what counts are the intentions and your acts. I only talk to people who want to act for good and for good only. And I know that all my messages, all the tools that I give them, only work for good intentions. I'm sorry for that. But I needed it to program it. So, be sure that you wish good for others and you wish good for yourself. Otherwise, those tools won't work. Believe me. The closest your wishes are from what you should do, from what it has to be, the better they work. Remember always this. The more aware you are of your gifts, the more they work. The more aware of your potential, the more they become. And of course, the more you believe in your gifts, the better they increase. Now, I'm going to give you another gift. Focus on your crystal ball and I'm going to raise your level of consciousness. You might feel chills. You might not, whatever, it works the same way. Within 1 week, you will feel the changes in your body, in your soul, in your spirit. You will feel those changes. For some people, it might come as visions. For some others, it might come as messages. Messages that pop up in your life as a sign, or messages that you can hear. No matter what your gifts are, you will perceive those things through your gifts. For some others, it's like intuitions. So you will have more and more intuitions. For some others, you will just believe more in yourself. No matter what comes, there will be something coming for you. Why would it come? Because you're focused and because you believe. Because you believe in who you are. And that's how it works. In order to create such things, you need to, same thing, be centered in your crystal ball, that the light comes, that you get protected, and you open your heart. From this, you can program yourself, you can do many things. We'll be doing this again and again through different meditations. During each meditation, we will look at something new. We will create new programmed objects. We will be able to put more and create more objects on our shelf. Yes. Those are like programs. You've got your iPhone and you've got like apps in your iPhone. And you say, okay, it's easy, I understand it. There is a shelf in your iPhone, and in this shelf, you've got all your apps. You click on one app and it works. Well, it's the same thing. We are lucky. Now we've got telephones, we've got iPhones, and they show us the way. So it's easy to have a precise image of what's going on in yourself. Thanks to iPhone, thanks to BlackBerry, and whatever. Well, I would like to take a few seconds in silence just to feel what you all experienced today. So I'm not going to talk for a few seconds. Now, we are going to get back slowly to reality. So, you might want to slightly move your fingers. Touch one finger with the other one. Right. Okay. You might want slowly to open your eyes when you will be ready. Slightly move your head. Right, that's good. You're ready for your new day, empowered with all that energy, filled up with many dreams, many things to accomplish. I encourage you to listen to new meditations, listen to my radio talk show, weekly talk show on bbsradio.com. You can find the links on my website, www.johnmartinhealer.com. You may also write something about this session on my Facebook page, John Martin Healer. I would really appreciate it. Thank for listening to this meditation. Thank for participating to it. Love you all. Blessings. See you soon. Bye-bye.